visa, but it was very valuable and that.
I see.
And he did that for us. And so we got our visas about the 18th of August. But Eric was so smitten with Paris. And he loved it so much, and he said, I'm not going in this old, fear of traveling, and he didn't want to go. But then the war came. And so, of course, we had to leave. And I went every day to Paris to get the ship tickets, which was everywhere. There was a line around the block because all the people wanted to leave Paris, naturally, when the war broke out. Lots of Americans already, you know, the legitimate Americans and not the refugees. And so the situation, and just by luck, that is not interesting here, I got the ship tickets. And we went on one of the last boats, but the war had already broken out, and the voyage took, instead of 7 days, 10 days. And on the ship, I was very seasick, but when I came on land, I was still seasick. And then I discovered that I wasn't seasick, but that I expected Barbara. It was a strange thing that Eric, who dreaded, you know, trips and things so much, was completely happy on this. He was, as I told you, like a packet that you post somewhere, well bound with thread, and then, you know, sealed and sent. And he was in this kind of role, and all responsibilities were taken from him, and he was happy to come to a new land, and he was optimistic, and he was looking forward to it. And then I discovered, as I told you, that I was expecting Barbara. And I had always wanted a child very, very much, and it was unthinkable for me not to have a child. And so I was confronted with this terrible thing, because I didn't want to tell him that. Because I remember, and it was only a year ago, that he had gone into a severe depression. When I had even mentioned it. And so I thought, God, everything is unknown. We come to this strange country where he doesn't know one word of English. We have no money. Everything is insecure, and I should confront him with this news. This will break him.